This is Dudes Who Bet Sports.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Dudes Who Bet Sports show. We are back for another Thursday, Papa Dude. Well, it's that time where we freestyle our show, or I don't, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Freestyle or whatever you want to call it, our show.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. Basketball is crazy right now. Is this your fourth show today, or?
Yeah, so blinkers off, 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning.
9 in the morning. Well, excuse me, 9:40. It was scheduled for 9, went off at 9:40. due to bet daily, 11:30.
Okay.
VSiN just got off the air with VSiN, and now.
What time did you go on the air?
Well, they had me for 4:30, but their computer system crashed, and so then I went on at 4:45. But thankfully, they go off the air at 5. So,
well, you were only on 15 minutes then.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been a day, but this is always a good way to end the day because this is the easiest show that I have, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This one's not hard.
No.
This is BS.
That's right. Yes. Hopefully with topics.
I have to prepare just a whole lot for this one.
No. So college basketball happening right now. Big time. Tournaments galore. Just before we start, like, I guess first thoughts on some of these smaller tournaments, who won them, things like that. I mean, is it kind of what you expected?
Well, I two teams came through that I really hoped would. One is James Madison. Mm-hmm. That would have been just a crime if they'd have got beat and not got in, because they've won more games than anybody in the country. They have 31 wins. Mm-hmm. But they came through and won. Appalachian State got beat, and that was a team that I think deserved to get in. I don't think they will. Mm-hmm. Samford's another little small school that came through. Mm-hmm. College of Charleston came through and won. Those were the best teams in those conference, but there's been some others that have went down. The Big Sky's crazy. It ended up with, I don't know, that Montana State even had a winning record. Mm-hmm. They came out of that. Vermont, I don't believe, has played yet, right? In that one, like this, I think they made the finals.
Yeah, I think that one is tomorrow, I want to say.
I don't think there's any games tomorrow.
No, there's games tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Are you talking about championship games?
I was just talking about games. I didn't think there was.
Tomorrow being Friday? Yeah, there's,
yeah,
there's
I would, oh, that's
a ton,
right,
of games tomorrow. The
finals would be tomorrow. Well, I was looking on there, and there was, when I was doing ESPN, I was looked, and it just showed nothing on Friday. But I didn't look at it very close. But anyway, I think they either play Friday, but I was kind of thinking it was Saturday.
Might be Saturday, yeah.
Let's see. I'll look real quick here.
They might take a couple of days on that tournament. Yeah, it's Saturday at 10 a.m. Central
10 a.m.
Time. Yeah.
And, I think they deserve to be in there. So they're really good. Oh, McNeese State's another one. I think they've won 30. Mm-hmm. They got in there last night. So those really good teams from those lower conferences, most of them are winning, and that's good. They're going to get in there. So
yeah.
This is what Kevin says. Indiana State might get left out. That's terrible.
That's going to be bad, and I think that's going to happen.
I'm afraid it's going to.
Yeah, I think it will. And again, we can bring up our team. They deserve to be in over a team like Oklahoma.
Oh, there's no question. You know what, Aaron? I think Oklahoma's on the bubble because it's all going to depend on what Kansas State does.
I think 1,000% Oklahoma should not be in the tournament.
Oh, I do too.
Tournament team. So
if K-State beats Iowa State, I think it's tonight. Mm-hmm. If they beat them tonight, I think OU's out.
I would agree. Yep.
Yep. Because they would have beat Texas and Iowa State back to back and made it to the semifinals of the best conference in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And their record is comparable to Oklahoma's.
Yep.
And they're playing better.
There's no case for Oklahoma, in my opinion. No. So, no. Yeah.
Well, though, they do have, I know we shouldn't make excuses. Three of their best players didn't play in that game the other night.
Yeah, that's true.
Which tells me almost that they think they're locked to get in.
Yeah. So why didn't I didn't follow it.
I didn't either. I didn't. Well, it was in the daytime, so I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't play McCollum.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. And they're not any good without him.
Yeah. No, they're not. No.
So he played in the other Texas game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If he played in that game and he didn't play in the other one, isn't that telling you they think they're in?
I don't know what is going on, but yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless he heard it again, I don't know anything about it. So
yeah. Well, you've seen teams, I should say, be very careful with these players in these conference tournaments. So,
well, Kansas did the same thing.
Yeah. Kevin B saying that happened at Siena all the time with McCollum. And I mean, when they don't have him, they're not very good. And also he kind of was playing better than maybe he is early in the season. And that's why they got those early wins.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that like too badly because he's a really good player, but he hasn't quite been as good.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just weird. But I don't think they deserve to get in. No.
No, I don't either. So let's pull up the Saturday slate. We don't know who the games are going to really be yet, okay. But I wanted to go through the conference championship games. And you do talk about it, and Kevin brought it up. The American East, they play at home side, so that's why there's gaps. So Vermont does host UMass Lowell. That should be a Vermont victory.
Yeah, fairly. I think so. They're the class of that league, and I sure hope they get it done. And it's at home, so yeah.
So let me go back. Let me go to some other ones. The MEAC tournament final. Who's good? Do you have any idea?
Norfolk State, I believe, is the best team in that. That league is really weak. So I don't, there's no one there that can complain if they get beat and they don't get in.
Right. Yes. I agree with that. It's pretty weak league for sure. These are some semifinal games I'm scrolling through. We'll get to those on Sunday, their final games. The Mountain West, I think, is going to be very interesting. I would love to be out at the Thomas and Mack in Las Vegas watching this tournament day in and day out. Who's your prediction to be the teams that are going to be competing? Or maybe say who's going to win the Mountain West. It is so tough to guess.
That is so tough. I mean, anybody can win that. There is so many good teams. It's just whoever's going to play the best on a certain night. You know, San Diego State's tough. Boise's tough. There's just so many. I don't have any. I don't know. I'm scared to death to ever even bet that conference. I don't like even betting a game in it. Nevada is another one,
and I think it being at Thomas and Mack, you know, that means something, you know, for the local there. So we'll see kind of what happens with that one.
Yeah, it's a great league.
Big 12. I'm leaning Iowa State. Houston's going to match up here. I think Iowa State will beat them still.
Houston just beat the snot out of TCU today.
I'm telling you that's his best team. I think, I really think it's his best team he's ever had. And I think Iowa State can beat him though. I really do.
I do too. Yeah. I think Iowa State's going to struggle with K-State tonight. I do.
Really?
Yes, I do. K-State's one of those. They're pretty tough. They're not real good, but they get after you.
And we talked about We talked about that game on the Daily Show, and it did. I think the total was at 132.5, which tells you, holy cow, they're not going to score a ton. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched quite a bit of the K-State Texas game last night. I thought K-State played great.
Yeah.
They thumped them. I mean, it ended up being close, but they played extremely well last night. I don't think they can do it two nights in a row, but they just beat Iowa State a week ago.
Yeah.
But that was in Manhattan.
I know.
Different animal. Yeah. It's going to be good.
I think Iowa State will have more people there tonight. I think.
Probably.
But, you know, Manhattan, obviously very close to Kansas City. But
they travel well.
Yeah. But how big of an interest will that be versus Iowa State that, you know, they have huge interest right now?
Yeah. Going into the tournament, too, when you got to buy your tickets
in
advance, the Iowa State people would have been much more into it than K-State.
Right. Yes.
So, because they're figuring they're going to get to the finals. So,
correct.
Yeah, I think there'll be more, too. There was a lot of purple in the stands last night, though.
There was, for sure, yeah. The Big East final is going on right now. Or not right now. The Big East final is going on Saturday. The games are going on right now is what I wanted to say. But I think this is UConn, right?
Well, I think they're a lock to get to it. Yes.
Right.
I do too. I think they're far and away better than, who would you say, Marquette, maybe this, or Creighton?
Yeah. I thought Marquette, I almost bet Marquette tonight. They're only 3.5-point favorites in their game.
Who are they playing tonight?
I was getting ready to say, and it totally has slipped my mind. But when I was looking at it this morning, I thought that's probably enough to play Marquette, but didn't pull the trigger. Did pull the trigger on your pick, the Loyola Chicago game, and right now they're up 9, 17 minutes to go. So we'll see what happens there.
They got to win by 2.5. So
yes, that's the thing. The not the Mac, but the Mac with two A's, which is the one I care about the most. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who's coming out of this?
I think Quinnipiac, or how you pronounce it a different way. I think they'll come out of it. I think mm-hmm. they're the best team. They have a tendency, though, every once in a while to not play well. Watch out for Fairfield. They're not too bad.
Yeah.
But I can't go against the Bobcats. I think they're the best team.
Yeah, this is definitely, I texted you the other night. I can't remember who we were watching them play, but we had them bad. And I said, I know their announcers now. I've watched this team so much. Like, I know the local announcers. This is crazy, right? So
I think there's some neat gyms in that league.
Oh, totally. And there's 20 people in them every time. Like the other night, Quinnipiac was going for the regular season title, and there was like 500 people in the gym. I was like, okay, that's weird. But they do look cool. Like they look like they'd be fun.
Yeah, they got some neat places.
Yeah. The Mac, the fake Mac. I don't care anything about that conference in basketball.
That's another conference. Tough to bet that. Those teams are all alike. Yeah, that's tough. Ohio's probably playing better than anybody right now. But
what about Toledo? It seems like we bet Toledo a couple times. Oh, they got beat today. Okay.
They got beat. Kent State beat them.
Kent State beat them.
Yeah, I don't think whoever comes out of that league is very good. So
we used to have a guy who was a Fairfield alum, and he actually sent us Fairfield shirts. I don't know if you remember that or not. That was a long time ago. So I have a couple of Fairfield polos I wear every once in a while.
Well, it's okay if your announcer's a homer. That's what he's supposed to be.
Well, if he's your announcer, yeah.
He openly roots for his team. Why would you want somebody that doesn't?
Right. CUSA final also going to be on Saturday. Okay. These are your boys, right? So are they going to do it? That's the question.
I don't know. They spit it up and cost me the other day against Tulsa. Yeah. That was a dumb bet. I should never bet that. That was a trap game.
Totally a trap game. Yes.
Totally.
Totally. 100%.
They weren't favored by Mary much, and I bought into it and got thumped. Never know. I think they will, but aren't they in the American Conference?
What? See, yeah, they're in the American. I was talking about UAB, obviously, in this one.
No, they're in there too. I think this is the conference that's gotten all screwed up.
I was going to say South Florida's been a CSA forever, so I guess I have screwed it all up.
Maybe hold on. This will take me 2 seconds to check this out.
You're the college basketball person, so not
yeah,
me.
But I don't have it in front of me. And I get this Conference USA. I get them mixed up a lot. Let's see, real quick, it's coming up.
Conference USA and American Conference are all screwed
South
up.
South Florida is in the American Conference.
Okay.
And that's also where Florida Atlantic, Memphis,
that's right. UAB. Yes.
That's a tough that. League.
Yes. Yes.
They deserve a couple out of there. And Conference USA is weak. It is Sam Houston.
That's right. They've robbed all those teams. UTEP, yeah. Liberty.
And Louisiana Tech got beat, I think, last night.
Right.
And they were the second best.
Yes.
So yeah. I think it's going to be Liberty. Liberty's still alive. Middle Tennessee, Sam Houston, and maybe UTEP. See, that one's weak.
Yeah.
That one's
weak. That's weak. Well, let's not even worry about it then.
No.
ACC final. It's going to be North Carolina for me. Man, honestly, okay. So I'm holding that North Carolina bet to win the whole thing. I hope they lose in the ACC tournament at some point.
Oh, you want them to come into that kind of with something to prove?
Yeah. And just kind of a little bit with an edge, a little bit mad, something to prove, blah, blah, blah. Right. So that's all of that. And so, yeah, I want them to lose.
So they're in the quarters now, right?
Yes. They destroyed.
I was Kevin there. Make it to the semis and then lose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, they're in. They made it. They destroyed Florida State.
That's right. They won. That's right.
Yeah. They destroyed.
I think they're going to win it.
Yeah.
I think they're that bet you made might be one of the best you've ever made. That one is looking good.
It's one poor shooting half away from being toilet paper, though. That's man, what you have to remember with that.
I know. Yeah. But since you made that bet, they have been on a roll.
Well, I just got to watching them, and I got to look at them. It's like, well, everybody got down on them early. Well, who cares? You know, look at what they're playing right now. They're playing great. Right. So we'll see.
That league is not very good other than Duke.
Yeah. I think they have a better chance to lose against Pitt than Duke. Thoughts?
Hate to disagree with you, Dennis.
I agree with Papa Dude, I should say. I think when you get in these tournaments, honestly, the edge isn't really there for any, I mean, I shouldn't say for anybody, but a lot of these teams, it's a big deal, but not a huge deal. Right. So you can kind of lose anybody, but I think Duke would be a better chance to beat them than
Pitt. I've seen Pitt play so bad at times.
Pitt might be able to ugly the game up. That's, you know, say that. Let's go to the Pac-12. This conference sucks.
Horrible.
I guess. I don't know.
It's horrible.
Right.
It's awful.
I mean,
you got Arizona, and how good are they? They're not very good.
I guess they're going to win the conference, right? Like the conference tournament I'm talking
about. I don't know. USC, I think it was, beat them pretty handily, and USC's already out, I think. No, I think they did win, but they're not any good. They should. I mean, Washington State's decent.
I think that's a sleeper. I think they could win it.
Yeah. Everyone
I think Washington State.
Colorado plays good.
Yeah. I don't think they'll beat them, though. I think Washington State will cruise tonight, and then I think they'll get there. So I don't know.
I don't think they're great, Rob. Washington State.
I think they're good for that conference. How about that?
Yeah.
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 I think they're good.
I don't think they get more than two.
No, maybe three. Maybe.
Maybe.
But probably two, yeah.
I'm not sure they deserve two.
No. I think a team like Oregon might jump up and win this conference, probably not going to.
I don't think so.
They're in a battle right now. It's 24-22 as they play UCLA. All right. The SWAC, I can name you one team in the SWAC, so you can take over there.
That's Grambling and Alcorn State and Southern and – I think it's Alabama A&M against Southern for the championship, I think.
Let me see here to the SWAC. It is going to be Texas Southern taking on either Bethune or Southern. So Texas Southern versus Southern or Texas Southern versus Bethune.
Okay.
So that's what you got to look forward to there. Big West, what do we got?
Big West. That's not a decent. That's a decent league. That's California Irvin.
Yeah. So the Big West, Northridge takes on Hawaii tonight, and then UC Riverside takes on Long Beach State. The winner of those two games will play for that championship.
No, I don't think that's for the championship.
No, those are quarterfinal games. You're correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They just got started. Their best teams are like Cal Irvine.
Right. Yes. Cal Irvine and UC Davis will play the winners.
Yeah, those are their best teams. So
it looks like Cal Irvine's a big favorite as I look.
Hawaii is in the mainland, Dennis. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. So Cal Irvine looks like a heavy favorite as I look at the odds to win this tournament. So
they're pretty good.
And then finally the WAC. This is another one.
That's got Grand Canyon in it.
Right. Yeah. It's really kind of a
record.
It's another one, Grand Canyon and Tallerton State, a team that I will forever hate after what they did to you the other night.
I know.
But I
cashed on them for like three times.
So. I know. That's true. So I would say Grand Canyon and Tallerton would probably play each other, but I have seen Tallerton look pathetic. So
yeah, they have.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
They have talent, though, and they're not bad. So
yeah. Sunday we'll end it, and then it'll be selection show. The Ivy League, that's a conference we have covered a lot on our daily shows. So the Ivy League will, I guess, be probably Princeton and Cornell. I mean, those are the two best teams, aren't they?
Well, Yale's pretty good, too. So those three. But I'm with you. I think Cornell's a little better than Yale. They would probably play each other in the semis, I'm thinking. So Princeton would have an easier route because the fourth team out of that league is not very good. So
yeah,
they'll have an easier semifinal game than Duke and Cornell.
Yeah, Princeton is playing Brown on Saturday.
I kind of like Princeton's chances in that one.
Yeah, they're playing. Anytime you're playing a color, I like your chances. The Atlantic 10 is a conference I really like to watch.
This is a great league.
Yeah. We've got games going on. We've got games going on right now. That's what I was going to ask you. Richmond gets beat today. I thought that was a big upset. St. Joe beat Richmond. Yep. VCU has won. They're through.
Yep.
It looks like, I don't want to say it because it's your bet, but Loyola's playing well. Loyola, Chicago, and then Duquesne or Dayton. So what do you think here?
Dayton is good.
Yeah, I almost think Dayton's the one to beat now.
I do too.
So
I think they may be a little tougher physical than Dayton, but Dayton can put the ball in the basket. So that's going to be that. To me, that league is underrated. It's a solid league. There's a lot of really good teams in that league with good records.
I agree.
Good league.
Dennis says he likes Dayton and VCU. VCU looked good. I watched a little bit of that this afternoon / like, I don't know, that may have been this morning even. I've seen so many games today, but they look pretty good against UMass, so they're moving on.
That's a good – UMass is pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. They've been, you know, perennial powers, you know, maybe not lately, but year in, year out, they're usually around there. Yeah, they've had good
teams. Another team that's pretty good that's playing Dayton at 6:30 tonight is Duquesne.
Yeah.
They've won 21 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just look at this. Loyola's beaten St. Bonaventure. Loyola's 23-8. St. Bonaventure's won 19. Mm-hmm. Duquesne and Dayton. Dayton's won 24. Duquesne 21.
Mm-hmm.
St. Joe beat Richmond. Richmond had won 23. And St. Joseph's has won 21. Mm-hmm. And VCU beat Massachusetts. VCU's won 21. And UMass has won 20. That's a lot of 20-win teams in a league.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
A good year for sure. SEC final coming up on Sunday as well. I have no idea who to pick in this. You think that's a team to pick?
I said it's a toughie.
Oh, I thought you said Kentucky.
Well, I do think Kentucky's playing the best.
Okay.
Right now, I like them in Tennessee to match up again.
Yeah, but it looks like Tennessee's going to play Mississippi State tomorrow. South Carolina disposed of Arkansas, put them out of their misery. They will play Auburn. And then, Kentucky and Alabama still waiting for opponents there for those semifinal matchups tomorrow. I think there is there's not game in progress right now. So,
you know, South Carolina is very underrated. They're never favored by very much, but every time I pick them in like a 4.5-point, 3.5-point game, and I think they're going to win, they play like crap.
Mm-hmm.
I've never got them. I think I've got them right once all year long on my bets.
They were really struggling early today, and they pulled away. We'll see. That Florida team's playing awfully well. Maybe they can make a little bit of a run. Of course, they have to win tonight, obviously. Florida takes on Georgia. Not quite as exciting Florida-Georgia matchup in basketball than it is in football.
True.
Yeah, the sad Razorback noises. We had happy Razorback noises last night, but not so much today.
Well, I think they just put their fans through another misery by coming from way behind to win that game against was it Vanderbilt? Yeah.
Yes, it was. Vanderbilt fired their coach today.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're to it. The American. The South Florida Bulls. What do you think? Can they win the American?
South Florida?
Yes.
Sure. I think they will.
Okay.
Memphis is out. That's big. Somebody said they got beat today.
Wichita State did beat Memphis.
Oh, yes. Man. Mm-hmm. I think that eliminates Memphis from the tournament.
Probably.
That's a bad loss. So you got... I just think they've got way far the better team. Let me sum down through here. There's one I'm forgetting. Florida Atlantic. I forgot about them.
As it sets up right now, they're going to be in the quarterfinals tomorrow, Friday. East Carolina going to take on South Florida. Wichita State takes on UAB. Florida Atlantic will play, it looks like Tulane or North Texas. So, and then Temple or SMU. Temple, they're letting them play. They should be out.
You know, since all that happened, they haven't lost.
I cannot believe that. That's so, anyway.
They got they quit throwing games and now they're winning.
I know, right? I think South Florida's getting to the finals of this thing. And then it's a toss up.
But I tell you what, Florida Atlantic's really good. And South Florida beat them 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they can beat them again. That'll be a toughie. Charlotte's kind of a sleeper team in there as well. They're not bad. So
yeah.
But I think it's South Florida and Florida Atlantic.
Yeah,
Faith Temple both should get in.
So. See, now the deal is Temple should play out of their minds, and it goes the other way, right? Yeah, if you really want to keep them,
that's exactly right.
They should win this tournament. Can you imagine if Temple won this tournament? Oh my God!
Oh, would that be unbelievable?
I'd sort of love it. To be honest, I really would sort of love it. All right, finally, we'll go to the Big Ten tournament here. The one I couldn't care less about, to be honest. Any thoughts? I mean, I guess Purdue is the big favorite here.
I think so.
I tend to kind of think there might be an upset somewhere, but I don't know who it's going to be.
I don't think anybody's going to upset them.
Okay.
I don't think so. I guess Purdue and Illinois, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the standings were. I don't know. That tournament's just kind of getting started.
Purdue.
Illinois finished second, so yes. They would be in the other bracket. So.
And yes, so Purdue and Illinois would play in the finals if they made it that far. Yeah. Also, Nebraska could be involved in the finals. Mm-hmm. It looks like Purdue would either play Wisconsin or Northwestern.
Yeah, and I think they can handle those those two. With Illinois, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 seed is Iowa. And didn't they lose?
Iowa plays tonight against Ohio State.
Ohio State's one of those teams that's playing really well. Mm-hmm. I think they beat Iowa and they could give Illinois fits in the next round. Nebraska, how confident are you in them? I tell you, I've watched them some. They're not bad, but they're not a basketball school, right? No. And if Indiana wins tonight, that's who they would play. So,
yeah.
Who would you take, Indiana or Nebraska?
Well, I don't know. Nebraska's pretty bad. Or Indiana's pretty bad.
Yeah, they are. They've been playing better, though.
Yeah. I think Ohio State, Rob's kind of calling it. They're a type of team that could win the whole tournament or they could get beat tonight, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. But they definitely are playing so much better right now.
Well, they're another team that if you're rooting for Oklahoma to get in the tournament, which
I'm not,
we should be, but we don't care.
Yeah.
This is a team you want to get beat tonight because they could move up the ladder a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that would give them 20 wins tonight. And the committee always says, well, we look at how you're playing down the stretch. Well, if Rob's right, and I'm sure he is, they would be 8-1 in their last 9 games. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's playing pretty well down the stretch. You look at Oklahoma, they're like 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I said it on the show this morning. It was like, I hope we don't make it because I'm sick of watching it. You know, we went out to eat and the game was on yesterday afternoon and I was like, oh, I guess I'll watch this. It's like, this is gross. They're horrible. So anyway, it's bad. But anyway, I picked Ohio State to win this one tonight. So, but again, they are the type of team that could lose this just as easy tonight. And then all those thoughts of they may make a run in this Big Ten tournament are over, you know.
That's true.
All right. So it's 48-40 in the Loyola game. So that's good right now. Turn the appetite right off, Dennis. You're right. Totally. Didn't want to. Did you say it's closer than you thought it'd be?
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be much of a game.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I really thought Richmond would win today, and their price was pretty logical, and they got beat. So I'm glad I didn't play that one. I shouldn't say price. Their line was pretty logical. I'm glad I didn't play that one.
I'm a little surprised they lost.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really, really surprising to me. So 66-61. And like I said, I saw him beat St. Joe two, 3 nights ago, I feel like, or two, 3 weeks ago, maybe it was. I can't remember. But yeah. All right. Well, next week will be the brackets, obviously. So we'll fill those out. We'll probably do an earlier show, earlier in the week show to fill out
the brackets. So we're not going to do a Sunday show?
I would say no. Let them get the fields drawn and then. Okay. Probably do a Monday. I'd say a Monday show where we fill out the bracket. Because I mean, the selection show. What are we gonna say, really?
Are you gonna have your? What am I trying to say? Gonna have a Racing Dudes challenge?
Yes, that we will have a bracket pool. I will probably create that Sunday night and get that link sent out to everybody. I'll have Magic send it out on Twitter and I'll put it on the Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've had great participation in that.
Yeah, it seems like we had a little over 100 both times we've done it.
I think we had 150.
Yeah, yeah. So we will get that going as well for sure. And we'll start that bracket challenge. That's always a lot of fun. I think it was Shoddy that told me it was her first ever time she'd been in one of them was ours. So
I think so.
I can't remember if was her or somebody else. Anyway, I don't know. But yeah. A lot of fun. It'll be the third annual one, and we will definitely do it. All right. Any final thoughts before we get to our next subject?
Nope. It's been fun watching this. I know that.
Yeah, it definitely fun. And it's been a good season for betting, I would say, for sure.
I've had a great year. I'm really dreading it ending because now I've got my worst coming. So
baseball. Yeah.
In hockey, I really struggle. And the NBA, I don't do bad. But when you start, and I'm just picking money line stuff for the website, when you pick points, I don't do very well. So, basketball, I've really, really done pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a big, big year for sure for you for college basketball and
the bracket won't be. So,
you know, that's the thing. I feel like. Last year you had a good year for college basketball, but then the bracket came out and it wasn't. So there's people in the Discord talking about, I don't know, he'll probably kill us. I was like, that's you never know with that bracket thing.
Me in the bracket? Are you kidding? There's no way.
Well, so it was your first one. That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah. You kind of got to understand, and this kind of brings us to our other topic today. It's like betting a basketball game. There's a home team. There's a road team. It's a Tuesday night. It's a Saturday night. Betting those situations versus here's a tournament where they're a lot alike and they're playing in neutral sites. And some of those early games are in front of a few thousand people, empty gym. The situations are so strange in that environment. That
kills you with the bracket. Is if you have a team that you carried all the way out to the Final Four that gets beat in the first or second round, you lose all those other games too. And that's what, you know, everybody, you pick a big upset and they come through. Well, okay, so you gain one on everybody else, but then they get beat in the next round. What'd you gain? You gained one. So, that it helps you once, but doesn't keep helping you unless they keep winning. Mm-hmm. These ones that you think are going to win, they're going to win the next one and the next one and the next one, and they get beat right off the bat. That's what kills you.
And that's the problem. Yeah, that is what kills you. That is the problem. And the other part of it, and I don't follow. I would just say postseason in general. I'll make a general comment here because I don't follow college basketball as well as you, but you do kind of have to understand, and this is a hard thing to learn when betting for sure. The regular season and the postseason are completely different. One doesn't really equate to the other. And look no further than this year's NFL playoffs. The regular season and the form of the regular season meant nothing in the playoffs this year.
It's total difference. Same thing in hockey, in NBA. It's when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different thing. Now the NBA usually in the first round is kind of true to form, but boy, the more it gets going in hockey, it's you have no idea.
In hockey, you have to be upset minded 24/7.
Yeah, you do.
Really have to sit there and say, I'm taking a lot of prices. And it's like, oh, it's a home game for this team, and I don't know. No, take the underdog because it's just it gets wild, and every year it's like that. So
I was in a bracket, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, probably longer than that, that I did really well in. And what we did in this bracket was we did the first the first weekend to where you get it down to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we redid it to where you had the 16 and you bet all of it. So you bet on the first games to get down to the Sweet 16.
And then you re-bracket. Yeah.
And I did very well on that. I kept my head above water through the first weekend. And then you reseeded the 16. And I loved that bracket, but that's not the way they do it. And so I don't ever do very well on this other one.
Well, I think that's
okay because my bracket won't.
Right.
I can keep picking the games as we go along, you know, and I'll probably do okay because I can analyze them and go like that.
But that's for single game betting, it'll be fine because if you miss a game and you got a team picked four rounds, but if you miss just one game, well, that's just one loss when you're single game betting. So it's okay.
Yeah. That I'll be okay on that. But not okay, but I'll find a few good ones. But
yeah,
I have trouble picking those upsets. I do. It seems like I'll look at one and I say, okay, that's logical. That's one that's going to win, like a 5-12, and I pick the 12, and I think, okay, that one's it's logical. And they play like crap. I hardly ever get one of those. It just pisses me off. I don't hardly ever get one.
Yeah, picking upsets, it's tough because you pick four or five, and then those aren't the four or five that come in, so you miss those, plus you miss the ones where you didn't pick the upsets, and now all of a sudden you've missed eight.
That's
trying to force it. And it's like, oh God,
I know.
I get it. I totally get it. Is there a small school you can see going deep into the tournament, like a James Madison?
Well, James Madison, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think they'll go deep. You know, a lot of times you see those teams that have won 31, they don't go deep.
Yeah, it's the ones that have won 22. Yeah.
The Peacocks that year.
Yeah. Kevin says Drake. What do you think about Drake?
Well, I don't consider Drake. I think they're really good.
Well, they're a small school, though. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be seeded pretty good. I really do.
It doesn't matter. They're a small school. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah. Drake's tough. They're tradition. They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. They do have a star. You need a star. You've got to have somebody that can make those big shots for you. It's all going to depend on who they're matched up against, things like that, where they're playing. But, yeah, that's a good pick. I got a feeling the Big 12 is not going to do as good as people think they're going to do because I think they're beat up, and I think they're tired, a lot of those teams. Yeah, Drake's an 11 or 12 seed. That's crazy. They should be a little higher than that. But anyway, that's because the Missouri Valley doesn't get any respect.
I think if you're Drake, you want to be there instead of an 8 or 9.
Yeah, probably.
Or even a 10. I'd rather be that 11, 12 because you can match up with a team that, I mean, if you're going to make a run, you have to win that first game against a 6 or a 5. You have to. But then your next game isn't going to be that one seed. So I think that's where they better be rooting for that 11 or 12.
I think a team like one of those Mountain West teams, I don't know if you consider them small.
Yeah.
But I think one of them, and I don't know which one, is going to make a run.
Mm-hmm.
1 week I think it's this team, and then the next week I think it's the other. So
yeah,
I think one of them may make a little bit of a run, but that's really, I guess, not an upset. McNeese State is pretty good, but now their league is not. So can't really get behind them too much. Trying to think if there's anybody else that I just don't see those. Those are the ones that are the hardest to pick. Who do you pick out of those small schools? You know there's going to be one that's going to make the Sweet 16 at least. There usually always is, and it's hard to.
Well, like you said, like it. Charleston was kind of a darling. Everybody thought they could do it last year.
Yeah.
They played decent in that game, if I remember right. They lost in the first round. So
yeah. South Dakota State. Remember when the Jackrabbits were so good? I don't think they got out of the first round, and I picked them into the Sweet 16. That's what I'm talking about. I can't.
Yep.
I thought they were a lock to win that first game, and they didn't.
They didn't win it. Yeah, they will be back with another chance though. So.
They're playing great. So, you got to dig deep into the stats, and you got to look at the matchups, and you got to be better at it than me to pick one of those. I just simply struggle trying to find that upset. Like, was it last year Florida Atlantic made the run? Was it last year?
Yep.
Well, I never dreamed to pick them.
And that's the problem
It was St. Peter's the year before, right?
Yep.
Well, I guarantee you nobody picked them.
St. Peter's. Well, both of them though, really, it's really hard to get there. Right.
Yeah. One year it was Florida Gulf Coast. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yep. I do.
And then Loyola's made a couple of runs.
Yep. Loyola's made
a Final Four. So I think maybe did Florida Atlantic make the Final Four last year?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So good luck. I'm not very good at picking that team. I wish I was, but
well, like I said, there isn't. That's the point of the regular season does not equal the playoffs.
No,
in any sport, it just doesn't.
Who Purdue's playing?
We'll see. We'll see.
Now they'll get a 16 seed this year.
Yeah. So Kevin said on the hockey, the salary cap makes it teams are evenly matched, and that's true for sure. Also in hockey, the first half of the season, you just kind of, if you just keep your head above water, and the second half of the season, you get going, and all of a sudden you're undervalued because they're looking at your season as a whole. That's what's going to happen with the Nashville Predators. They are a team every night. They are undervalued. You need to be playing the Nashville Predators. Last night, +135 against Winnipeg. It's a coin flip. So, you take the Predators in that situation. They've
won what, about 10 out of 11, something like that?
Yeah, their one loss was in Minnesota, another game I bet them, and they lost that one. But it was a, 4-3. I think
it was 4-3. It was overtime, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was either 4-3 or 3. It was 4-3. 4-3 in overtime.
Yeah.
And they were ahead going in to the third period. So, it's crazy how teams can get hot. And sometimes it's teams that they've gotten some new players and they just need to mesh. We've seen it with our own eyes with the Blues, So, that is hockey in a nutshell. Goalies, hot goalies definitely can make a huge difference as well. And picking a goalie that's going to get hot is like picking a mid-major to make the Final Four, honestly.
A lot of times it's a second teamer.
A lot of times.
The backup guy, guys, gets hot.
For example, the Florida Panthers, who went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, would not have made the playoffs at all if a guy by the name of Alex Lyon hadn't got red hot for them. No name, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he dropped off, they brought Bobrovsky back up. Back out there. He'd been the backup, and Bobrovsky got hot. So, but Bobrovsky's playing so bad, they had to put Lyon in to begin with. So, I mean, it's crazy what can happen.
It is. Just don't know.
And again, look no further than Jordan Binnington just getting on fire for the Blues the year they won it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just don't know. Right now, to me, it looks like Florida out of the East and Colorado or Vancouver out of the West, maybe. Pretty good. Colorado's, you're right. They're pretty dominant whenever they're on.
I mean, last night, unbelievable. Colorado's behind 3-0 in the third period and came back on the road and beat Vancouver 4-3. seems crazy. Florida Panthers a couple of nights ago down 3-0 on the road against Dallas, came back and won.
That's impressive to go beat Dallas on the mm-hmm. road when you're down 3-0.
Yep.
That's another good team, Dallas.
Oh, totally. They're a very good team.
You got Colorado, Dallas, and Winnipeg in that division,
mm-hmm.
conference, whatever it is.
Yep.
That's three pretty good teams in that conference.
Right now, you can get the Panthers at +110 tonight in Carolina. Obviously, very tough place to go win, but the Panthers can do it. So,
yeah.
Plus money, I would take the Panthers.
I would take tonight. So, you got to.
Yep. You do. Okay. Yeah. Well, we've kind of done enough, I think. Anything else you want to talk about?
So did we talk about the psychology of betting? Or?
Yeah, let's get into that. let's get into that a little bit, because
I don't quite know what that is, but anyway.
I am on a – so I go on VSiN every okay. day. I go on live once a week, and then I send in a video for them to play every day. And okay. right now I'm on a 14-1 run over the last 15. Yeah.
With hockey?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you know, every time I go on, they're kind of, how are you doing this? And what are you using and all this stuff? And basically I tell them, and they don't believe me. I tell them, it's just like, it's just kind of like you try to do the best you can and it'll unfold how it'll unfold. Right. Like some of the games went exactly like I thought they would go. Some of the games I'm laying a goal in half and we're banking in an empty netter with 1 second left to cover. You know, it's like it's luck a lot of times, and it's sometimes you're right. But I guess what I wanted to get into, it's like when you're on a run of 14-1, you can't lose your mind. And when you're on a run where you're 3-11, you can't lose your mind. And I think this is kind of something that not a lot of people talk about, but it's probably the most important thing to all of this. Whether you're betting sports or whether you're betting racing, the psychology has to be there. You have to keep within yourself one way or the other. And you've got to, and I learned this the hard way, if you're going to win long-term, your ego has to go away. I see, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I see people, really nobody in this chat, honestly, but I see people other places, or maybe sometimes they're in some of our chats, and it's like, you're never going to do this and win long-term because you're too full of yourself being right.
Yeah.
When you finally put aside the ego and tell yourself, you're going to lose and you're going to win, and most of the time your profits are going to come down to, I got lucky in a couple of games.
That's right.
It worked out. Once Absolutely. You get that in your head, you're not going to pout and get mad and blame other people when you lose. And you're not going to think you're the smartest person in the room when you win. And to me, that's the key to all of it right there. Mm-hmm. Because I know people think, I'll do all this information and all this work and put this all together, and I've got this system and there's no way I'm going to lose, or I've got it all figured out, you know, with all the data there is now. At the end of the day, it comes down to a bounce, or if a 19-year-old kid makes a free throw or not.
Yep.
If a defenseman shoots a puck from the blue line and it doesn't bounce off three guys and into the net, I mean, that's what it's coming down to a lot of the times. Now, sure, you may have a game like Nashville. Pick Nashville to win last night. They were up 4-0 in the second period. Okay. It was great, great pick. Also had a game where I played an under goal and a half. They scored 3 minutes into the first period, and I had to go 17 minutes without a goal, and it happened. That didn't happen because I'm really smart. It happened because I got very, very lucky. Mm-hmm. The couple goals didn't go in.
Yep.
And once you can finally get there with yourself, everything else will fall into place. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You can't have an ego. That's for sure.
So with with you, and like, you got so hot there, mm-hmm. and then you cooled off,
mm-hmm.
and then you went right back to being pretty hot again. Like, mm-hmm. is that kind of the approach you're taking to it as well?
Yeah, when I got so hot, I had to get very cautious mm-hmm. with what I was doing, because you get so confident. Mm-hmm. I call it cocky. You get a little bit cocky because you get to patting yourself on the back like, God, I know this stuff. I am going to, it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your time. You just hit there a streak.
That isn't a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You just hit a streak and the games were just going your way. And during that hot streak, there were several that just were luck. And like you were saying, and like you were also saying, then when you get down, I do think you still need to be cautious. And when you're going through a little bit of a down streak, I think you do back off just a little. Try to get a couple. Don't go for four games. Don't go for five. And a couple of those may be a little sketchy in your mind, but you're thinking, I got to get to rolling again.
Right.
Be calm. Get a couple right. And what's it do to your confidence? Boom. You're back.
Yeah.
You got a couple.
I don't.
And there's days, there's just days where there's nothing out there that you like. And mm-hmm. you just got to say no. You got to just say, I don't like this today.
The host of the show, Patrick Maher, who is a great guy, Dustin Sweetelson, also the co-host, two great guys. I've known them for a long time. Good guys. They asked me last week, I had four plays for them for the show. And they said, I'm worried that you're overdoing it now because you're on a streak. And I said, that's one thing that in the past, that probably be a worry. But I said, honestly, and this goes to what you were saying, all I do now is I'm like a robot every day. It's like, here are some games. Do they kind of fit the criteria I'm looking for? Yes. Okay. I'll play it. No. Next.
Like, yeah.
I told him, I said, I have no confidence level. I have a thing that I like to do. I have certain situations I like to look for. And if they're not there, I don't play them. I don't care that I've won however many in a row. If they're not there, I'm not playing them. And if they are there and I have six of them, I'm going to play all six of them. Right. Yeah. And
I totally agree. And I've been kind of calm through these, not calm, but guarded through these tournaments, because these games are very difficult to pick. And there's just so many strange things that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this one I'm watching right now. I was feeling great at the about the 5 minute mark. It was an 11 point game. Now we're at 3:07 left in the game and it's six.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get down to this point. What's got to happen for you to cash? They got to make a big shot.
Yeah.
You know, they got to keep ahead.
Yeah.
And if you can get down to a minute and a half and you got that eight-point lead and you need them to win by 2.5, you're feeling good. Mm-hmm. So this next minute and a half will break me. It'll either make me or break me on this bet.
Yep.
And so many things can happen during that. And it's not that you made a bad bet. You've got them to the point now where they should win and cover, but they may not.
That's, you know, what you just said is the thing that is the hardest thing as a public handicapper is it's obviously very results driven from the people listening, purchasing, whatever. And I get that, but there isn't any like, somebody's pissed because something didn't come in or a play you gave them didn't work out. It's really hard sometimes to explain. Yeah. And they're not like this is not a situation where you're going to win all you're never going to win all of them. It's like, but you have to make a play before anything happens based on what you think is the right play to make for that game or that race. And whatever happens after you make the play happens. It's totally and 100% out of your control. All you can do is like, all right, I've got this experience and I can look at something and go like, okay, first period under last night, but with the Blues and the Kings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I went under goal, half first period, Kings, Blues. Win or lose, I'm totally comfortable with that bet. And if it lost, I'm not going to go back and say, well, that was really dumb of me. Well, how could you say that?
That's why I was just going to say with this bet here, it doesn't look good at the moment.
Yeah.
But I got it to the point where they should win the game. And now it's up to them to do it.
So this is where you get yourself in trouble. If you look at a game and you go, no brainer, I have to play it. It fits everything I like to do. And they lose, where you're going to get yourself in trouble is when you go back and say, well, that was dumb. What did I do wrong? What I need to change? Because then you're going to change, and then what you would have done the next day wins. And that's what I'm talking about. And I know that firsthand, and this is somebody who has a ton of experience. in doing exactly what I just said and really screwing things up over and over and over when I first started this. So,
yeah, if I lose this bet, I'm going to be sick because I did everything right.
Yeah.
And they didn't, the team did not do what they're supposed to do. Now, I would be mad if I picked it and they never were ahead in the game.
Right.
But they've been 8, 9, 10 points ahead the entire game, and now it comes down to nut cutting time, and it looks like they're going to blow it. Well, that's not my fault.
Well, you're talking about Loyola. They're up 6 with 2:57 to go. But like I said, they were up like 12 with 5 minutes left. So, and yeah, like I said, this is going to this most likely is going to come down to 18 to 21 year old kids making free throws.
Yeah, or a shot. Let's say St. Bonaventure scores right here and cuts it to 4 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody for Loyola is going to have to go down and make a shot. And oh, yeah, yeah. Loyola's not in the tournament yet. So,
Kevin, he said 1,000% when he first started, he would see underdogs win all day. And then the next day, he'd be bet the underdogs and the favorites would come in. That is exactly how the mind works.
It does. Absolutely.
I'm speaking not to Kevin because it sounds like you broke it, but you have to, you out there, if you're listening, and that's kind of how you approach it, you have to stop that immediately because there is no rhyme or reason for anything that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like right now, okay, SBU just missed a shot, but they got the damn rebound and put it back in, and now it's 58-54.
Yep.
All Loyola needed to do was a basic thing, block out and get the rebound, didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've got to go down and score. And here's then where this tournament pressure comes in. They're not a lock for the tournament. They're probably not going to make the tournament if they don't win their conference tournament. Now they're going to make a bucket.
So, and with this situation, it's cool that this is happening real time. What's going to happen is with and I know everybody's on it, but me, social media. So you're going to see so many know-it-alls that are going to, if St. Bonaventure wins, I knew it was going to happen. Told you all. And you're going to read it. If you're Loyola Chicago backers and you're going to feel terrible about yourself, or Loyola Chicago is going to win and y'all are going to go on and go, I knew it. I told everybody that was going to happen. And you're going to make all the St. Bonaventure people upset.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, neither side knows shit. And this is a professional handicapper telling this, folks. Neither side knows anything. This now comes down to who makes a play, period.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. It's it. It's just who makes a play. You've got it to the point now where you were not correct in that you thought this was going to be a comfortable win.
Yeah,
and now these are your make or break situations. You may have a comfortable one later. You may lose one later.
Mm-hmm.
Your profit's going to come down to this game right now and who makes the play. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's going to set another thing. Sometimes you really want to get that first game of the night. Right.
Right.
I don't know why, but it just makes your mind.
Oh, for sure. No, I mean, that's, I mean, that's more of a mental thing. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Like, I bet, you know, one of mine was a horse in the sixth at Gulfstream and lost. And it's like, oh, that's a good start, you know, but again, what can you do? You project things and it doesn't turn out how you think. And it's like, well, what can I do?
Well, I mean, I just looked at this. What I've said this before, what I do every morning, I look at the games and one of them that pops out at me, I write it down.
Yeah.
And then I go on to the next one. If I don't see anything real good, you know, I just pass on it. Yeah. So I'll pick out 5 or 6. This one today, I thought St. Bonaventure has not been playing that well.
Yeah.
They're a good team, but they're not great. Loyola's been playing really well. 2.5-point favorite.
And so here we go. Loyola just fouls a 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stuff like that. It's like, how could you?
And you sit there and you go, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Well, if I was watching this live, that's what I'd just be pulling my hair out.
See, and it's like Dennis as well. Loyola backers knew slightly more. Get out of this mindset. Nobody knew anything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. put the ego aside. If you lose the game, you lost.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, it just comes down to a balance now. And if you select a game and you're like, okay, this is a game I want to play, and now it's coming down to a bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you didn't know shit then, because you didn't select this game hoping that it would come down to the last second of the game, right?
It was 58-47, like 5 minutes to go, and Loyola hasn't scored in 3 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So we'll stay alive here. 2 minutes, less than two. Loyola still up 58-55. So they are covering. It's minus two and a half right now.
It's dicey now.
Oh, they have to get a bucket here. There's no doubt.
They do. Yeah. And
yeah,
who knows? They missed it, and SBU got the rebound with a minute and a half to go.
Yep. Yep.
So they can come down and tie the game.
Yep.
And this is not a bad bet. This is just a classic piss away game.
Yeah. No, there's no Loyola. If you bet it, it's not a bad bet. I mean, if you studied it, never betting them again. Well, I mean, like I said, if you studied it and you thought this was a good bet, then it's a good bet. They called timeout. So,
It was a good bet. Mm-hmm. So I can't help it that they're going to piss it away.
That's true. In fixed games, that is something. If you're fixing a game, you could be on the right side of it.
If what now?
If the game is fixed and you bet on UAB when the game was fixed last week, then you did know something then. That is definitely true.
It's true.
Definitely true.
I don't have that kind of information.
No. Yeah. So we'll come down to a bounce or a shot or whatever here.
If they make a basket here, even if it's a two and cut it to one, I think they're going to win.
I would agree. I think this is the possession right here.
It is.
If Loyola gets a stop, they're in good shape.
They can still play defense, though, and not foul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're still needing to make some sort of a basket.
Yep. So you're sitting at 2.5.
We're in trouble at the moment.
Yeah.
There's just too many negative things going on here.
Well, I mean, not scoring a basket in 6 minutes is kind of negative number one. So,
yeah. And I do think a lot, this is, you don't want to, with a team that's fighting to get into the tournament, and I think they have to get to the finals of their tournament, conference tournament, to have any chance, and they probably have to win it anyway.
Yeah.
You're only in the quarters, and now you're in this type of game. This is where the pressure. Oh, they fouled. St. Bonaventure scored, and I guess the guy got fouled.
Let's see. I'm behind you. Yep. So an and one. So they could tie the game right here. Tie the game
on an and one. So their last 6 points are going to be made. The last in this game were foul, a 3-point shooter,
mm-hmm.
and he knocks down all three.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sins of basketball is you don't foul a 3-point shooter. That's a sin. You don't do that.
Yep.
And then they come down, you foul a guy on a layup.
Yeah.
And he makes the and one, and your 6-point lead has been pissed away in two possessions.
And we are tied.
Yep.
And now, I would root for overtime, I think, at this point.
Probably. Unless you can make it two, then get a stop.
Well, yeah, two and a stop and a foul, and you get down to free throws again. Yeah.
You got to make a shot. That's the problem. You got to score. And then if you don't, then you got to root for overtime.
Yep. Yep. Oh, he got fouled and they didn't call it. That's all right. But if you watch this, like, they can't even get a shot here.
Now they've called timeout with 43 seconds left. Lord. So they've run the clock down to 43 seconds. And now you're looking at possessions. You know, that's hurting you too. When you got to win by three.
I think you're beat in this game. I'll be honest. I think this is over.
I'm glad we're doing this live because
it's
just one of these games you tear your hair out on, but I'm not tearing my hair out because it was a bad bet. I'm tearing my hair out because Loyola choked it away. And that's what happened. I think that's what you were trying to say. You can't get down on yourself.
No.
Over a game like this, even though the tendency is to do that.
No, there's a difference between being mad because they should have won in your mind and being down on yourself and, I'm just going to start looking every analytic for tomorrow and do everything totally possible and change everything because I've just lost this game.
Well, I think that's another thing to stress. And I think you kind of made a point of that. You got to be consistent with how you bet.
Yeah, have to.
Now, if you go 2 weeks and nothing's working,
yeah,
then maybe you think, okay, maybe I need to kind of, maybe I'm doing a little something wrong. Maybe bet a couple games, kind of change it up a little and see what happens.
Yeah,
but I don't bet 4 or 5 crazy stuff.
There's a 2 week slump and then there's a 5 day slump. You know, I mean, they're all different.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, I mean, if you're doing the work,
Loyola just turned it over.
Well. Was it on the inbounds? I'm behind you here.
It's 39 seconds. I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. He fell down. He just fell down.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. I'm just seeing it on the game cast here.
Well, here, I've got it on if you want to, if I can give you a play by play here.
I don't want to throw up.
So, basically, they drove into the lane, and he literally just fell down.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are I don't know why. Are they reviewing this thinking it was a foul or something? I don't know. Yeah, he tried to get a foul. Yeah.
Well, is that Loyola? Is that that old lady that was their good luck charm? Is she still alive?
That's a good question. Mr. Gene, I have no idea if she's still alive or not. I don't know. They haven't shown her. So.
I agree, Dennis. If they took this a game for me, they don't deserve to be in the tournament. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, went off 4 o'clock. No, I don't know. She's still with us. Well, she better do some praying, Rob.
I know.
Or Kevin.
I would have guessed no on that one.
Yeah, she looked pretty old.
Well, they're all.
Maybe she can't make road trips anymore.
Now. The good news is if they turned it over, they will get the last possession. The bad news is they might be behind.
But now, in order for me to cash, I think I'm going to have to go into overtime.
Yeah. Unless it's like a desperate three at the buzzer after a stop here, you know?
Yeah. And then that best bet that you made that you really liked will turn into luck.
yep
like you were talking about, so these are the like I said, these are the kind of games I'm mad, but I'm not mad at myself.
Is she really 104? Is that the truth?
That may be.
Wow, may be. That's crazy,
Kevin. Yeah, that's good. I like that too. I kind of that way.
So are they reviewing? If they're reviewing who this ball went off of, I think it actually went off of St. Bonaventure. I don't have the sound on, obviously. So he just looked it up. Wow. Crazy.
Well, Kevin, what I do when my team doesn't cover, I don't pick them again for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
What a like weird...
that will, if they do somehow miraculously win and they don't cover.
So the guy's fingertips moved for St. Bonaventure. I think this is going to be Loyola. Well, now,
Loyola's ball. Just called timeout.
Okay, it's Loyola's ball, but only 4 seconds on the shot clock. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is where we need the miracle three. Nope, they missed it.
Well, I don't know why you're so far ahead of me, but.
No, neither. But they took the three and missed it. Now she's down to 30. Oh, they got the rebound.
Let's see what happens here. There's the three. It barely even hit the rim. They did get the rebound and they got fouled.
Okay.
Or no, they called it out of bounds. They called it out of bounds.
So is it their ball?
It's going to be their ball. 32 seconds left. Yeah.
It says here he missed a layup, but they called it out of bounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now they can work it down for the last shot. And if they somehow hit a three with like 3 seconds left. No, yeah. I'm screwed.
Get off what you're watching. Get off what you're watching. So it doesn't, if you're not watching it live, get off of it.
Do what?
You're watching it on an app, like you're.
I'm watching the GameCast on ESPN.
But you're not watching a video of it.
No.
Get off of it so we can actually see what happens in real time here. All right, they've got it. They're running some kind of weave offense. He's going to the lane and he missed it. And he missed the tip in, and it's a jump ball. I don't know who has a possession. It is. Looks like Loyola has a possession.
I think they give Loyola a timeout.
Well, that's insane if they did. They missed two layups.
Yeah.
But that's actually good for you. No, they called it a jump ball. So Loyola will have it. 14.5.
Oh, they get it on the possession, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Now we'll stick around, see what happens here.
I'm kind of rooting for St. Bonaventure now.
We're not sticking around if this goes into overtime. Just
no, no. Heads up
for everybody.
We're not. No. Shoot.
The Blue Jackets are the first to score tonight in the NHL. I've got a goal.
I thought things were looking good.
Oh, yeah, this looked like an easy one, and it turned into...
Yeah, about 30 minutes ago, things were looking good.
I think what we need is like a missed layup and a tip out, and a guy shoots a three and nails it. That's...
Yeah.
Or overtime, one of the two. .5 to go. And... This coach looks like Ricky Pasternak, kind of.
Loyola's?
Yep, that could be part of the problem. Yeah, modern college basketball. Like, they shoot a three.
They've had like four shots.
They're getting rebounds, that's for sure.
Yeah. Missed again.
Yep. Hmm?
It looks like overtime.
Oh, did they? You already know they missed?
Yeah, they missed.
Okay, here they come. Hold it for the last shot. Dribbling in. Oh, in and out it went. The Bonnie shot a half-court shot. No good. Overtime. All right, we're getting out of here. I'm not sitting here for overtime of this stupid game. So
still got a chance.
That was probably your best outcome based on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're going to get out of here, guys. We'll be right back here. Dudes Who Bet Daily going to come up tomorrow. So we'll be here tomorrow. And, yeah, everybody have a good rest of your night, and we will see you all tomorrow for Dudes Who Bet Daily.